The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Drone pilot.
Yes, licensed.
Yes.
FAA licensed.
How are those drone pictures going these days?
Some of them are coming out beautiful. Very nice. It adds a lot to a lot of listings. Some of them just need it.
Yes, they do. And it's nice to get that aerial footage. We have with us today Terry Stokey, certified counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. This is the second show. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excellent. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, what do you got to do, Jackie?
Click the webcam.
Click the webcam and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Sometimes it could be very interesting.
Hundreds of hits a day. It's amazing.
I don't get it.
I look at the counter
because
I can see the mystery. It's like 500 hits a day.
Oh my gosh.
Like, is it that? It is interesting.
Let me tell you, if I had nothing to do, and that'll never happen until 10 days after death, I wouldn't click on that webcam.
Well, I have a friend in Brooklyn who loves it.
That's true.
Right. I get a phone call from Brooklyn now and then. Hey, you going for lunch? I was like, where are you? He goes, I'm at my desk at work.
They're watching.
They are. They're watching everything.
Never know who's watching.
That's my friend Bobby.
Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and view our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, JRUDDY.com. Terry Stokey, certified counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. How long have you been doing what you do? Please.
I'm with the agency over 18 years. Started out as the education director, and now my primary job is a certified credit counselor, but I still do a little bit of financial education, a little bit of outreach, so a little bit of everything.
Okay, and Advantage has been around how long?
Oh, actually, people may know us as Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeast PA, but we were acquired by Advantage approximately 2 years ago. And actually, this month is Advantage Credit Counseling's 50th anniversary.
So
we've been around for 50 years.
Wow.
Yep,
so you help people in a lot of different areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You do budget counseling, credit report review, debt management, emergency mortgage counseling, first-time homebuyer counseling, reverse mortgage counseling, financial literacy programs, mm-hmm. and even bankruptcy counseling and education.
Yes, we do.
So you provide a wide variety of services. You're a nonprofit. And so you do a lot of good work for a lot of people. What is the difference between what you do and some of these credit settlement companies?
Well, people have to be careful who they're dealing with. We do have a local presence. We are approved. We are a National Foundation for Credit Counseling agency. We're highly rated by the Better Business Bureau. But people want to be careful. I mean, you will not see any commercials on TV from us. I believe we have some grant funding for advertising on Google, and I have yet to see it. But you will see on commercials on TV, you will hear them on the radio, you know, are you thousands of dollars in debt? You know, we can tell you a way how you can pay off that debt in half the time without filing bankruptcy, but you need to be careful because sometimes they're not always in your best interest. The way some of them work, let's say you owe $10,000 in credit card debt, they may say, give us $5,000 and we'll wipe the slate clean. Well, number one, if you couldn't keep up with the minimum payment, where are you going to get that $5,000? Because they kind of want it yesterday, not, you know, it's down the road. Second thing is it's still going to show up on the credit report that they settled for a smaller amount. But the real thing is at tax time, you would get a 1099-C cancellation of debt. And what that means is any amount over $600 that company so graciously wrote off now becomes taxable income. You have to report that money as income, and now you're paying taxes on it. So it's not always in your best interest. A better program that, you know, we have to help people is called debt management, where we review the client's income, their monthly expenses. They have to have their credit card bills handy, so we go over their balances, interest rates, minimum payments, and then we arrive at a monthly payment. And if that payment works for them, the client makes one payment to us per month for their credit card debt, and then we pay the creditors. The creditors help the client by giving them interest rate concessions. And what that means is they will lower the interest rate to either try to make the payment more affordable, or sometimes it's a matter of coming up with a fixed monthly payment over a specified period of time so they could put the debt behind them once and for all. Much better alternative than some settlements, because you have a fixed plan over a specified period of time to put that debt behind you. And as long as the client pays us on time every month so we could pay the creditors on time, if they stick with that, their credit score will go up, you know, dramatically by the end.
So you help someone that wants help, mm-hmm. and they're actually helping themselves.
Absolutely.
In the long run.
Yes,
you're not bailing anybody out. You're just putting them
on track. We're helping them getting their debt under
control. So it's healthy, because then they're building lifetime skills from that point.
Yes. I mean, sometimes there's pros and cons to the program. If they are on time, obviously that's a good thing. If they're behind, sometimes the creditors may what they call re-age the account to bring it current. Just depends on the creditor and the situation. The one downfall about it, and we're very upfront about this, is the credit card companies will close out the accounts, because the goal of the program is to get debt free. So by closing out those accounts, it will temporarily drop the credit score. But again, the reason I say temporarily is because if they decide to work with the program, as long as they pay us on time so we can pay their bills on time, eventually that will come back.
Okay. So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, if someone, and we spent all last show, we're not going to revisit it, but we spent all last show on credit and credit scores and the different parts of the credit score. If someone's in trouble and they have a lot of major balances on credit cards, is it a good idea to consolidate?
Not necessarily.
Put it all on one?
Not necessarily.
At a really low interest rate?
Sometimes they're hurting themselves more than they're helping themselves. A lot of times people, you know, rack up credit card debt for whatever reason. You know, maybe they've lost their job. Maybe they're just a spender. And they get a pre-approved offer, transfer all of your high interest credit card debt to us and pay 0% interest.
Very
for
attractive.
So many months.
It sounds good.
Great. However, every time you open a new credit card, it lowers your score. So there's one ding against you. And then if you close out that old account from where you're transferring that debt from, maybe you had a good payment history with that account. Well, guess what? That's going away. So something you think that you're doing to help yourself is actually hurting you from two different directions. So I tell people, if you're thinking about that, if you have a fairly decent interest rate on a credit card, you are better off focusing on paying down that debt than hopping from one credit card company to another.
Sure.
Okay. And if they're really struggling, we can help them with the debt management program.
Okay. So, you know, if someone is looking to make a major purchase and making, you know, their dreams a reality, there are steps, there's a process to take. Can you take us through that, please?
Sure. First thing people want to do is set financial goals. People today spend more time planning their vacation than how they're going to pay for it. Okay. So, you know, the first thing is set financial goals. If there's a specific area you want to go to, how much is that trip going to cost? How long is it going to take me to save up that money? You're looking for a down payment on a home. You know, if you're looking to save $5,000 over 48 months, take the $5,000, divide it by 48 months, you have to save $104 a month to reach that goal. So first thing you want to do is set financial goals. The idea is that you're prepared and you have this money ahead of time, not worrying after the fact and scrambling, where am I going to come up with this money that I need? Okay, so that's step number one. Step number two is it's important to create a spending plan. I won't use the word budget. That's not my favorite word. People tend to get a little nervous. I'm not going to have enough money to get through. But basically all it is a plan for spending money. And if we look at it from that angle, it won't be so daunting. And there's a couple ways people can do that. If people like to do things online, there are options online that people can look into. One service we have is something called an online budget advisor, where they could go into www.onlinebudgetadvisor.com. They enter all their information. They can play around with it with what-if scenarios and change things. And it will tell them if they have a shortage or a surplus in their budget. There's a lot of other financial tips out there. If you like using plain old paper and pencil, you can use something like a budget planner type of a thing, an Excel spreadsheet. Something I like personally is just a plain old calendar. You know, every year print off a calendar in Word. The days you get paid, you plot it on the calendar. If you're married, the days your spouse gets paid, you put that on the calendar. Plot all of your bills, your mortgage, your utilities, anything you have automatically deducted from your checking account, like an insurance payment. Savings, really important. You need to have enough money to put aside money for an emergency fund. So if anything happened that, you know, someone lost their job, they got sick, ran out of sick time, that they could still keep the house over their head, the roof over their head. You want to plot that all on the calendar. And this way you can kind of line up what bills you're going to pay with what paycheck. And it kind of helps to keep you focused and pull everything together. So definitely important to create that spending plan so you know where your money's going. Third thing, we have what we like to call the three T's of sticking to that, aka budget, spending plan, tracking, trimming, and tuning. So we set a budget, a plan for spending money. So it's kind of important to know where your money's going. So tracking is really important, and it doesn't have to be as daunting as it sounds. Okay, everybody and their brother has a cell phone with apps on it. I'm sure there is a free memo app or notes app on there that every time you spend money, no matter how small the amount, get out that cell phone, type it in, type that in your phone. And then after a month, add it up and see how much you've spent on those little items. Sometimes we tend to forget, you know, the coffee runs, you know, if you went out to lunch, little things like that. But if we start tracking it, it's like, holy cow, I didn't realize I was spending that much. It can be an eye-opener. Trimming and tuning, all I can say is the budget is not a one-time set-in-stone thing. You have to stay on top of it. So it's important to keep reviewing it month in and month out. I'm sure people have heard of Murphy's Law. If something's going to go wrong, it will. And it's happened to all of us on an occasion or another. So you're going to have to do a balancing act sometimes and cut down in some areas to come up with the money for that emergency that just hit you. Okay, so there are some steps you have to take to keep your finances in check.
So there's rules to this, and if you can review those with us, what are the rules of the spending plan?
It's not a budget.
It's not a budget. I'm not going to say the word budget.
Nope, we're going to refer to it as a spending plan.
Budget reminds me of, you know, a word as a female that I hear often, diet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, a diet.
Restrict, do without.
Yes, you know? I don't like those words.
Sacrifice.
Nobody
likes
that.
Spending plan.
Spending plan is much nicer.
Yeah, it has a different ring, tone to it, different ring to it.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know, your spending limits has to be realistic. We have a phrase we like to use, act your own wage. What does that mean? If you were making a minimum per hour salary, you're certainly not going to go buy that cute red sports car you may have always wanted because you can't afford the insurance.
Act your own wage.
Yes.
Not my age, because I've been told to act my age.
No, wage. Put a W for it. But because your spending habits have to go hand in hand with your income. Okay. And yes, you do need to be willing to live within that spending plan. There's those dreaded words that you mentioned, sacrifice and compromise.
Diet.
Which really isn't all that bad once you get used to the idea. Know your priorities. This is a biggie. You have to know that you have enough money for your essentials. You know, your housing, your food, utilities, healthcare, savings for those emergencies. So those are kind of the top areas that you want to save.
You even mentioned before our show, before we got started today, mm-hmm. that when you're working with home buyers, you actually like to point out that they, and this is a really good idea, mm-hmm. that they need to plan, not budget, plan mm-hmm. how they're going to pay for those appliances.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times, you know, granted, people are excited, they're buying a new house, they may need all new appliances, furniture, stuff like that, but, you know, try and save up ahead of time for some of these things. You know, when you move in, if you can deal with the appliances you have for a bit and kind of save up for something ahead of time, you know, you're better off because you're setting that financial goal. You're excited about it, so you're going to do it. You know, you want to make these goals realistic and something that you're passionate about that you're going to be excited about. So set those financial goals and try and save up ahead of time for those appliances if you can. That is a good point to point out, especially when you're buying a house.
Right.
But something else, make those spending habits consistent. Like, we all need to plan for those larger expenses, like things that are due maybe quarterly, annually. If your taxes aren't escrowed, you got to save up for them.
Ugh.
All right.
Ugh. Insurance.
Insurances.
Like, okay. Taxes goes right in with diet. I mean, I can't stand both of those words.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd much rather diet than I would pay taxes.
Maybe it's taxes, maybe it's their car insurance. So, you know, just to keep math simple, if the car insurance is $1,200 a year, save $100 a month. And this way, when you get the bill, you're not worried where you're going to get that money. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if you go dipping into it, now you have a financial disaster on your hands. Where am I going to come up with that money? So you want to plan those larger expenses accordingly. Keeping accurate records is important. That kind of goes back to the tracking, trimming, and tuning. You need to keep track of everything and know where you're at with your spending. Saving money on expenses and eliminating the non-essential ones. Sometimes we have to step back and decide what do we really need in life or what is it that we just want. Sometimes we have to trim back some of the services. You know, do I really need all those bells and whistles, or can I just get back to basics for a while? And it might just be temporary until things get better financially. Also, making the budget a family project. If people have kids, they're kind of going to learn from you. So it's important to get them involved. And I'm not saying they have to know everything that goes on in the household, but, you know, if you give them a little bit of an allowance to teach them how to handle money or reward them for helping out around the house and teach them how to save some, you know, if they're saving for something in particular, save up for that item ahead of time. And I know people, sometimes it's hard teaching kids about money, but there are so many teachable opportunities throughout the course of the day. I mean, don't miss one. I remember one time a friend told me that they were shopping and their daughter wanted a doll as they were buzzing through the store. And it's like, well, no, we have to wait till we get the money for that. Daddy doesn't get paid till tomorrow. Well, the daughter came back quickly and said, well, can't you just write a check? Well, yeah, but the money has to be there, okay? Like, you know, so there's so many moments like that throughout the course of the day.
That's what we try to do to teach our son. Because he wants a new phone. Mm-hmm. Of course he wants a new phone.
Sure. All his the iPhone, have an, what is
I don't know.
What,
one
which
of
one
them,
is out there
I don't
now?
Know, 23 or yeah. whichever one he wants. He's got the old one and he lets us know. I said, you got to save money.
Yeah.
I got him cutting the grass. Uh-huh. Actually, he's part of my drone crew. He's my spotter. Okay. I have him up there watching the drone with me. So I put him to work and he's saving his money and he knows. And I'm going to pay for half of it because I'm a mush. But, you know, I have him... That's what we do.
Well, that's a good thing because you're giving him incentive because you're kind of matching to help, but you're paying him to teach him financial responsibility and he's saving it ahead of time.
And
so that's great.
I get him to do work too when it works.
There you go. Win-win for everybody. Really important thing, a lot of people don't make enough focus on saving money. We usually tell people they should save at least 5% of their take-home pay in a savings account for emergencies, and to build that up so it's equal to 4 to 6 months of the regular household expenses, those being the priorities I mentioned earlier. Again, just in case people lose their jobs, they're not working, they're sick, they ran out of sick time, that they can keep the roof over their head. Try not to let more than 20% of their net monthly income go toward any installment debt like credit cards, miscellaneous loans. We're not talking rent or mortgage here. But if your other expenses are over 20%, that's kind of a target that you might be headed for trouble. And don't use credit to subsidize your income. One of the worst ways people can use that credit card is go up to the ATM, pop in their Visa, MasterCard, Discover. It's a cash advance, and it's the worst way they can use that card.
They hit you over the head with
the
interest.
They're getting socked with interest. The interest is higher, and you're charged interest from the day you take out the money. No such thing as a grace period. So, you know, those are kind of a few tips to help you stay on target with your budget.
With us today is Terry Stokey, certified counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. How does someone get in touch with Advantage, please?
Well, there's two ways to schedule an appointment. They could call 866-699-2227, or we have another toll-free number, 888-511-2227. And we're online at www.advantageccs.org, and we're also on Facebook.
Thank you, Terry. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home on a corner lot at 107 Donnie Drive in Taylor for $165,000. This home is well cared for with lots of updates, including a modern kitchen with granite countertops, a beautiful master suite. It's got a gorgeous in-ground pool, all on a manicured and landscaped lot, and it also has a one-car garage. That's an updated three-bedroom, two-bath home at 107 Donnie Drive with an in-ground pool for $165,000. That's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
We'll return in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house. Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Am I on a diet?
With Terry Stokey, certified counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
We're having a great discussion. So first half of the show, we spent some time on the necessary three steps to help people who want to make a major purchase in their life. What they need to do is to develop some financial goals.
Right.
They need to get into a plan.
There's a little discipline.
Yes,
financial discipline.
Spending plan,
yes.
and organize their spending plan, not budget.
No.
And then they need to stick to it and track it and trim it and tune it.
Yes.
Fine tune it. Okay, so now I thought we would talk about, now there's a lot of people out there that have their own business, mm-hmm. small little business.
Yes.
And what do they do and how could they benefit from your type of service?
Well, we could offer them budget counseling, credit counseling to get that under control. But if they have a little side business, maybe they never even thought about it as a business per se. Maybe they're an Uber driver. Maybe they do dog walking, do yard work for people.
Clean houses.
Maybe they have a hobby. They could turn it into a moneymaker. If people go through and their budget and we see they have a shortage, well, of course, we have two choices. We either have to cut expenses or find more income. So once we've exhausted where we could cut expenses, well, where can we bring in some more income in the household? If they have a little sideline business, turn that into it, make it a moneymaker. We also can help people with some resources for potential small business owners. Maybe it's a situation trying to keep their personal finances separate from the business. Maybe it's a cash flow issue.
Yeah, I could see how that could get a lot of people in trouble.
Absolutely, because they're dipping in the personal, yeah. Putting it all in one pot. Well, all of a sudden, we have no money to pay the bills because everything's going toward the business. Maybe we need to separate it. Also, people that are in business maybe need to think about getting separate credit for the business. Maybe they need a credit line. Maybe they need a separate credit card for purchases for the business. So we have some resources that we can send them some modules, some educational modules to help them in those areas.
So they set it up properly.
Yes.
So it runs financially
smooth.
Okay. Yep. So let's talk about how to get into good credit habits, if you will.
Sure. Absolutely. Number one, pay all your bills by the due date.
On time.
On time, every time. 35% of your score, it's the biggest part of your score, and it's the best way to maintain good credit and even try and reestablish yourself. Don't think of credit as extra cash. Worst way to use that credit card, as we mentioned earlier, is using it at an ATM to get a cash advance. You are paying through the nose between higher interest rates, possibly additional fees. So don't use them to get extra cash. It's the worst way you can use a credit card.
So you talk about making payments on time. Mm-hmm. And so the first half of the show, you talked about how anybody can go in if they wanted to plan and do a schedule. They can go to onlinebudgetadvisor.com. But you also brought up on the break a nice app or another place to go for reminders to be sent.
Yes, we also have a goal tracker. We talked about setting financial goals today. And we also have a goal tracker that if you use this service on our website, it actually sends you reminders. Did you put that money aside? So if you're not too good at reminding yourself, you know, this
or
will
forgetful.
Remind you.
Yeah.
If you're very forgetful, if you're not going to use the calendar to help remind you, that is an awesome tool to try and use as well.
Okay, so getting back to our tips here for good credit habits, please.
Yes, set priorities. Obviously, we can't need everything at the same time. sometimes we have to pace ourselves a little bit. So we have to prioritize. What is it that we need now? What can we put on the back burner and save up for a little later? Here's one that I really like. Realize that when you are using credit cards, you're spending your paycheck before you even earn it. One of the best ways to use a credit card, if you have to, is try not to charge any more than you can afford to pay off in full every month. Even if you have to track it, or you can go online and check your balance all the time. If you see you're spending a little too much and you're contemplating a purchase, well, maybe I don't need it today. I can wait till the next cycle comes up and, you know, do it next month. But, you know, when you think about it that way, you're working hard for your money. And when you spend too much on the credit card and you're paying back all the interest, well, you know, you're spending your paycheck before you even earn it. You want to try and avoid overextending yourself. You know, the goal of a credit card isn't to see how much we can charge.
Oh,
you
geez.
Want to keep it minimal.
Really? I thought it was just...
Yeah, it doesn't mean to go crazy. You want to try and keep it low. Stay away from the monthly payment trap. You want to focus on the long-term cost of credit. The longer you draw out that balance, the more you're paying in interest. So it's important to pay it
off
as
quickly. Well, that good deal.
And that interest. Yeah, go ahead.
The
yeah.
good deal that you get, you got it at 50% off, but
Jackie,
you're going to make the minimum payment. When you're paying that interest back, you're losing that.
Absolutely.
That excellent deal.
And
that
when Jackie goes shopping, she tells me how much money she's saving me all the
well,
time.
Well, you know, Kohl's is a Kohl's.
Kohl's cash.
Kohl's cash, but Kohl's receipts, they have you saved. It's the largest part of the receipt. You saved. And I'll come home and I'll say, look at how much I saved.
I saved more than I spent.
Yeah, but then if you don't pay that bill anymore every month, then
masters,
the interest kills you.
They're masters. Yeah. They have like, they're like no other store, but
love that place.
I could see how people can get into serious trouble.
Oh, it's easy.
Or Target. I mean, I go in for one thing and $300 later.
I'm not allowed to go to the dollar store. Because
I was just going
to
say the dollar store.
It costs me $50
exactly.
to go in the dollar store.
Absolutely. Every time you go in there, you see something else you have to pick
uh-huh.
up. So it can get dangerous. That's why
it
I have to
really,
keep on
that's why
tab,
I need
make
that,
your list, and that's all you're
going to
buy.
That's right. I need that reminder.
Yes, yes. And you want to avoid a growing balance on your credit card. You want to pay them off as quickly as you can. Obviously, the faster you pay it off, the more money you're going to save in interest. So you definitely want to keep the credit purchases low.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a story. I was a teenager. I was in college. I'll never forget. I got in trouble with a credit card. It changed my life forever. And mm-hmm. my parents did not bail me out. I charged $500. I loved clothes and mm-hmm. shoes and things. And I got my first credit card and I racked it up. And so $500 to me was like $50,000.
Absolutely.
You know,
it was
that bad.
It adds up.
I nearly stroked out and it took me forever to pay it. I paid it and I never carried another credit card balance
yeah.
to this day. And I hope I'm fortunate enough not to do that. But that was a lesson, you know?
Well,
that was a serious lesson
and
that set me up for my life, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you like to say about my wallet?
And when Jackie opens her wallet, little moths fly out. Benjamin Franklin's got a pair of sunglasses on because he hasn't seen light in so long. He's got a little sunglasses, Grant and Franklin.
Well, one thing I tell people sometimes, literally freeze your credit cards, put them in a container with water, cover it up and stick it in the back of your freezer. And if you or anybody in your family think you want to go shopping and you pull out that bowl of ice, hopefully by the time the ice melts, so will that urge to splurge pass. And don't pop it in the microwave for an instant thaw because a magnetic strip is going to ruin your microwave and I'd be shopping for a new one. So just leave them home. Just try not to use them. And at least try not to charge any more than you can afford to pay off. And if you do and you are in trouble, give us a call. That's what we're here for.
Does someone get in touch with you, please, Terry?
To schedule an appointment, they could call our scheduling line at 866-699-2227. And our regular toll-free number is 888-511-2227. And we're online at www.advantageccs.org. And we're on Facebook.
Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home at 223 North Garfield Avenue in Scranton for only $55,000. This home has low taxes of only $1,100 a year. The home has a covered front porch, a fenced-in yard, and it has great room sizes. It has economical gas heat, and this is just waiting for a new owner. That's a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home at 223 North North Garfield Avenue in Scranton, for only $55,000, and that's listed by Karen Kashuba of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Terry Stokey, for your time.
Thank you.
Certified counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.